This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number 3. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we're going to speak with writer and activist Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Dean, Bill, pleasure to be here as always.
So, it looks like they're a little bit behind on publishing your stuff at...
There's a few articles in the queue, and then I have one that I was asked to do some commentary on an audit that was done of the FBI and how they handled firearms, and I've got it finished, but I'm not sure how they exactly want to handle it, so that's in the works, too.
Gotcha.
But I don't think we talked about the situation in New Mexico where Mr. Baca fired a firearm it's pretty clear to me it looks like self-defense.
Well, I mean, he had a bunch of guys on him coming at him saying, "I'm going to blank and kill you," trying to hit him in the head with a skateboard.
Yeah, I don't know if he ever actually got struck in the head with a skateboard, but it doesn't look that it was for lack of attempting to do
that. Not by that guy that he shot, but he did get slapped by some limp-wristed soy boy with one.
The person he shot, I'm pretty sure, had a skateboard and has even released his attorney has released a statement saying that he was trying to use the skateboard to knock the firearm out of Mr. Baca's hand.
Okay.
Now, remember that this group of people... I would call them agitators. I wouldn't call them protesters. Followed Mr. Baca for what appears to me at least 100 feet as he was retreating and trying to get away from the situation.
Right.
And that's when the shooting occurred, after he was knocked down. And I think he was on the ground when he shot. It's not exactly clear from the video. But
it looks like he gets knocked on the ground. He comes up, starts shooting, and then he goes to one knee. And I don't know if maybe he had his bell rung or something else. Is Mr. Baca still in jail?
No, he's been released on bond, as far as I can tell. And the charges, the original charges of homicide against him, or not homicide, attempted homicide or aggravated assault, those charges have been dropped, but the prosecutor says they're looking at assault for the fracas around the statue that occurred, a bit earlier.
Do they have...
From my viewpoint, I've looked at some of the video, and it's hard to tell exactly what's going on because you just get little snippets. You know, whoever is doing the video takes a little bit, and then they post it online, and you don't get everything that was happening before that and after that.
Right.
But from my viewpoint, this is my opinion, it appears that the people who were trying to destroy or tear down the statue, which is a crime, were pretty well-trained and pretty highly organized. And they had some females that acted as interference to try to prevent anybody from stopping them from going after the statue. And these women formed sort of a cordon around the other people up at the statue, and they had their backs toward anybody coming up, and then they would maneuver to try to prevent anybody that had to get past them would almost have to touch them or get by them somehow, which they actively tried to block. But they had their backs turned, so they could always say they were assaulted. They weren't the ones who were the aggressors.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty good training on the...
pretty good tactics, huh?
It is, because you can claim this. And the video shows this one woman blocking Mr. Baca, and he gets, I would have to say, from my experience, he took the bait. as he grabs her arm and he pulls her down, and she goes down to the ground. And so that's what they're claiming as assault. Now, more information will come out, and it may or may not be. I've heard various points of view argued on internet forums as to whether somebody can block you like that and whether you're, you know, that is a legitimate response or not. But that was quite a bit before the shots were fired.
Well, let me ask you this. The police were there, right? They watched.
Well, no. They really weren't there?
Well,
I mean,
okay,
there may have been some undercover ones. And that's part of the whole thing, is the mayor clearly withdrew the police in order to allow this illegal activity to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's obvious that the local administration is colluding with these agitators to try to create political unrest.
Right.
In my opinion, I'm going to have to say it's an opinion, is that the mayor was the women who were blocking access to the statue were bait for somebody who was trying to stop it from being damaged, okay? But the whole situation, in my opinion, was bait for President Trump to interfere with, local matters and go in there and hopefully have some casualties or something so they could blame violence on him.
Right.
And that's why they withdrew the police. And you see this, if you look at where all this nastiness is occurring, it's all occurring where Democrat administration is in charge.
That's right.
It does not occur where there's Republicans in charge. We had a bit of it in Dallas, but as soon as they started getting nasty, Governor Abbott moved in the National Guard, and they all went away. So it only happens with the collusion of the local governments.
Right.
And it may seem kind of bizarre, but remember, we're talking about people who really have no moral compass other than to get more power or to stay in power.
Right.
And for that kind of Machiavellian attitude, if you have to burn down a few businesses and maybe a precinct police department and, you know, a few people's lives are destroyed and maybe a couple people get killed, that's a small price to pay for getting rid of President Trump.
I'll tell you what I think about this. I think Trump is letting all of these citizens in all of these areas see firsthand the folly of the way they vote and the folly of not paying attention to who they vote for. And I think it's in the same vein that he was the only one saying what he was saying when he was running for president. And everybody was out there like, he's this, he's that, and everybody else was talking about something else, but he was the only saying what he was saying about the border and all this other stuff. So,
Yeah, he was consistent. He was pretty consistent, and that made him stand out from everybody else.
Yep.
And you are correct. I think that is what's going on. I view this as desperation measures. They're trying everything in the leftist playbook. And this is one of the plays. They did it in 1968 as the radical left came to power in this country. Now, we had the left had a lot of power in the United States before 68. But they weren't this radical leftist who believes that we must have global government. The United States is essentially evil and we have to destroy everything in order to start again.
Right.
The leftists we had before 68 who were in power were pro-American leftists.
Yeah.
And, they kind of figured you needed to have a country to exert power, so we've got to keep the country kind of strong for us to have power, too.
In order for us to flex our muscles. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. Dean is one of the most prolific writers in the gun space, if not the most prolific. And for that reason, that's why he has over 3,000 articles published, half of which you can find at ammoland.com. Go take a look at that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load, and we're speaking with Dean Weingarten. We just were talking about the incident in New Mexico. Now, is that the only one of these that we have seen a defensive gun use?
I think there are a couple others, but people are being pretty careful. There were a couple where people were attempting to loot stores and steal merchandise. But I'd like to stay on the New Mexico case for a little bit, because there's a couple more details that I think are worth talking about. And one is how a local radio station, KRQE, characterized the incident. Now, at this incident, there were some local militia members. They call themselves the New Mexico Civil Guards. They're an organized and armed militia, and they were there. And if you watch what the footage, as I did, you see that they're being very careful. They're very disciplined. They're not engaging with any physical contact with the agitators at all. They're being really careful about that. And when this, when Baca shot this person who was attacking him, the KRQE reported it this way. Okay. It says, shortly after, the Albuquerque Police Department says an armed militia calling themselves the New Mexico Civil Guard fired shots at protesters. One person was hit and is now fighting for their life in the hospital. That's how they characterize the self-defense shooting.
Right.
Now, that's pure, flat-out propaganda, agitprop, from the left to try to protect the agitators. Because the New Mexico Civil Guards never fired a shot. And, in fact, they quickly moved to surround the person who had been shot and the person who did the shooting and protect them from the mob. And yet, this, I believe it's a radio station, put out this information, which they claim they got from the Albuquerque Police Department. Now, since that time, that has all been cleared up because there's video of the event, and they, I don't know if they have issued a retraction, but dozens of organizations around the country have published an event or a description which is much closer to the actual event.
Right.
Now, another thing to note here, and it goes to what I call the collusion between the local authorities and these agitators. Not one agitator was arrested.
Hmm.
Even though there were three or four of them that were chasing Mr. Baca and knocked him down to the ground. So it appears that justice only works one way. It only goes after the people who are trying to defend the public property, not the people who are trying to destroy it.
Right.
Again, that shows me that the local authorities are essentially using these, whoever they call themselves, they look to be dressed as Antifa commonly dresses, but that doesn't mean that they are for certain a member of that organization. But it's plausible that they would be. And essentially, they have the green light. They've become from authorities to do what the authorities want them to do. And if they break the law, they're not charged with anything. I mean, it doesn't appear that the police were even questioning the other people involved in the attack.
Right.
So that's a complete breakdown of the rule of law and civil order. When you have essentially the governmental authorities in an area using non-governmental forces to attack people who are trying to enforce the rule of law, that's a breakdown of the civil order. And it's exactly the type of thing we have seen in Venezuela.
Right.
So it's obvious that's why we aren't seeing hardly any of this in areas controlled by conservatives. Because it's, in my opinion, a desperation, a tactic on the part of the left to discredit the current administration.
Hmm. I think the fact that he's staying out of it, though, he was making that noise.
It's the correct move. Absolutely, it's the correct thing to do.
Let me ask you this. You know, he made that noise about using the military, and one of the inadvertent things we got was we got to see all these generals jump up and all these ex-generals like Mattis get out there and go full on, anti-commander-in-chief, telling him.
Amazing. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I was in the military. You're in the military.
Yep.
This is the type of thing that on active duty you potentially face disciplined for and can be even kicked out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely an offense against the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And to have, didn't the existing chief of staff of the armed forces say that he should not have accompanied the president over to take a look at that church?
Yeah.
And even though that was scheduled long before the protests were there.
Right.
And, I mean, it to me, that's on the edge of insubordination. I mean, the general says, well, I have to speak up to show that I'm not political in a extremely political one-sided speech.
Yeah, let me say this politically.
Yeah, right. Let me make this tremendously one-sided political statement to show that I'm really not political.
Mm-hmm.
That was bizarre. I'm a little surprised he's still in the position he is.
Well, I mean, we got a bunch of irons in the fire right now. I don't know that they have time to actually sit back and say, you know, Millie, hope you enjoyed being the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Right.
Now you can go get your job at MSNBC or write for the Atlantic. Enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. And publish your book about how terrible the administration you were part of was. Yes. But I would not, if I were him, I wouldn't be expecting to hold on to that job for very long. He serves at the pleasure of the president, and he just
right.
Used his position in a political way to discredit the president. That is, I wouldn't consider it acceptable.
Right.
It's really bizarre. I mean, the last time I've heard of anything like that was with MacArthur and Truman.
Yeah.
I mean, can you think of an example where an existing chief of staff took the time out to go on national TV and claim that the actions his president took were wrong?
I'll have to answer that on the other side. We'll talk about that on the other side. I'm a Dean, of course. You can find Dean's work at amoland.com. There's enough of it there. If you start reading it now, you'll be done with it in about 4 or 5 years. So go check it out, amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the American comeback from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak is going well. Hosting a White House meeting on workforce policy, President Trump says we're now focused on bringing the economy back to what it was.
And now we have to bring it back because we had to close in order to save millions of lives. We added 2.5 million jobs last month, which was incredible, a number of the largest monthly increase in history.
Four New Jersey residents have been charged in a recent mail-in voter fraud case with the state's attorney general accusing them of multiple crimes, including voting fraud, tampering with public records, and authorized possession of multiple vote-by-mail-in ballots. Of the four men charged, one was a city council member, another was a councilman-elect. And the Dow lost 730 points on Friday to end the week at 2515. USA Radio News. An economic report from the government shows a better-than-expected rise in consumer spending. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
American consumers increasing their spending last month by a record 8.2%, partly erasing record plunges in the previous 2 months of 6.6% in March after a whopping 12.6% decline in consumer spending in April. That's when the viral pandemic started shuttering businesses, forcing millions of layoffs and sending the economy into a recession.
Texas-based American Airlines will remove its cap on flights and start selling to capacity starting July 1st. The airline will notify passengers if a flight is full and give them a chance to switch to a less crowded flight. The program is free through September 30th. The airline had put a cap on its flights to have social distancing because of the coronavirus pandemic. The airline has not announced when they will begin serving alcohol again. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, talking about all kinds of things.
Yes, I'd like to make one last point about the New Mexico situation because it shows how the opposition thinks. And that is that the mayor of Albuquerque, his name is Keller.
Right.
He then made a statement because this Baca apparently defended himself with a firearm. And he said that he is going to call on state lawmakers specifically to try to put forward an amendment to the state constitution, which would essentially destroy the right to keep and bear arms there. Because we can't have these people running around with guns.
You know, when you remember the story you told me about the girl that was the prostitute and they tried to sting her at a hotel and they went to her uncle's house.
Yes,
and
yes,
then,
in Florida.
Then her, right, and then you remember the police chief is like, "Hey, we're going to keep this guy in jail."
Yes,
I think with all of this video and everything that's out there, it's one thing for him to get out there and say all that stuff, but I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
but
he'll succeed. But it's important to note that that's where he wants to go.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that a lot of his people do. New Mexico is sort of a purple state, isn't it?
It is, I would call it. But people in New Mexico generally like their right to keep and bear arms.
Well, I mean,
I don't think there's going to be any support to remove that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you not look any at, significant well, support.
Yeah. When you look at California, though, right now, and I would love to know how many new gun owners are in California. Do we have any idea what that number would be?
It's hard to tell. You can find the numbers on how many guns were sold in California, say, last month.
Right.
But that doesn't tell you how many of them were to new gun owners.
Right.
So that you have to rely on surveys. And I've seen that figures purportedly from the National Shooting Sports Foundation that about 40% of the people buying guns last month were new owners,
right,
which would be a large amount. And about 40% of those, almost half, were women. But I, you know, it's a difficult number to quantify and to say for certain what's happening. But I think we are getting large numbers of new gun owners, and hopefully they will read things or hear things about, like Mayor Keller saying that, you know, he wants to be able to control who has a gun and who doesn't when he wants to do it, and realize that's a threat to their right to keep and bear arms.
How many riots have they had in New Mexico?
In New Mexico?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call this a riot. This was just, I mean, it had just a few people. Overall, I don't think there were more than, looking at the size of about 100, 150 people maybe at most.
Right.
And mostly they were intent on this publicity stunt where they tried to demoralize people, conservatives, by saying, look, we can destroy your monuments and nobody will stop us. You know, that's what I see it was. It was a propaganda and demoralization agitation. I wouldn't call it a protest.
Right.
I mean, they're essentially, what they're saying is, we're protesting reality. We don't like reality. We want to change it. And we'll do that like Orwell by destroying the past, the history of things. This is the way they think about things, you know.
Yeah.
So I think we can, you know, we can move on. I mean, there have been other, like you said, New Mexico is a purple state, so we haven't seen a huge amount there. But they have a pretty far-left administration right now, and that's one of the prerequisites for getting these agitprop incidents going.
You know, the thing about New Mexico, like, I'm waiting to see what happens in Virginia in this next election cycle.
Yes, very important.
Because Virginia, you know, Northam got out there and he said, this is what I'm going to do. And I don't guess anybody took him serious because they went ahead and let the Senate fall to the Democrats. And so he's been doing what he said he was going to do. He's keeping his promise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except now everybody's up in arms about it, and you know, all of the organizations are out there going on and doing all this stuff. I want to see what the rebound is going to be in Virginia.
I do too, and that's the critical thing. That is really the critical thing. It's the left is confident, they're optimistic, they think they've reached the tipping point. I don't think so, but we'll see with the election. And they thought the same thing in the 1968 election when Richard Nixon was elected.
Right.
And it's the closest thing we have, I think, to a historical analogy of what's going on now. But in the meantime, they've had about 2.5 generations where they've got gradual control of the schools and the colleges and academia and had virtually full control of the media for most of that period. And they're... people become, generally, more conservative as they get older and experience more reality. But the young people who have been pretty much brainwashed in leftist ideology at many of our institutions, you know, but they only make up a small percentage of the population. But they are the people you see at these agitprop
events. Yeah, they're a squeaky wheel. The thing that I find interesting about their current agenda is how scattershot it is, because you're talking about how their indoctrination goes when they go into school. Nobody's going to school right now.
Right.
Well, they got everybody to give up a whole bunch of stuff in order to get them scared and into the house and off the street, but along with that came the school. And along
and
with that...
What is their long-term goal? I mean, it's totally negative. Their goal seems to be destroy everything and that'll make things better somehow.
I mean,
it's the old thing about, you know, how do you make profit by stealing panties? There's a big gap in between one and the other, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I see here. Let's destroy everything, and somehow that's going to be better. They always compare the United States to some unknown fantasy
right.
version of reality that is perfect. in fact, the United States is probably one of the best governed, least racist, most prosperous societies that it certainly is in the running for the most prosperous and least racist the world has ever known, and it probably is the most prosperous and least racist society on the earth today.
Right.
But I mean, you look at Nigerians are coming to the United States in groves because the African governments are so horrible. And they come here, and they have a lower crime rate than white Americans.
Okay. I want to talk about this with you when we get back, simply because you just brought it up, and that just sort of ignited something in my head. But when we get back, I want to tap your mind on something. I don't want to give it away, simply because, I don't have time to give it away. So, you hang on. And now, Dean, when we were at SHOT Show, and I was standing up there and I was filming, Freddie Real gets up there, who is the publisher of Amoland.com. And he says out loud in front of all the other writers of Amoland.com, Dean Weingarten is the most read author of gun articles in the gun world, in the niche that journalism occupies with the gun world. And nobody disagreed in that room. Check him out at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to thank my pops for the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we've been speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we've been trying to play a little bit of devil's advocate with some of the stuff with Antifa. However, you were just talking about the Nigerians, right?
Yes.
Now, one of the Black Lives Matter demands is reparations. I need your help with this because I'm trying to figure this out in my head. Because the way I would understand it, reparations typically would mean that I took something from you and now I have to, we got to look at what I took from you and give that back to you. Fair?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
So, the case of the Nigerians you're talking about, they came from Nigeria. What is in Nigeria like industrialized? Is it an industrialized nation or?
Well, it's a major producer of oil, so it's a fairly well off country. But their infrastructure is not good. They have terrible tribal rivalries. A large amount of violence that goes on, particularly in the north of Nigeria, with raids by the Boko Haram and others, I believe. So there's kind of a war, tribal war that rages, and it's often between Muslims, basically Muslims attacking Christian villages in the north of Nigeria.
Now,
go ahead.
Are the black Muslims the slave traders?
They historically have been, yes. Muslims were involved in the East African slave trade long before the Atlantic slave trade ever developed. And it just, you know, there were millions and millions of Africans that were taken by Muslim slave traders into the Middle East. And what's really interesting about it is they were treated far worse than slaves in the territories that became the United States were treated. They left hardly any progeny. They were basically either worked to death, or I read in one place, how do you get the, you know, real data for this? But apparently the Muslim slave masters would not raise black babies. When a black woman had a baby, they'd just kill the baby.
Right.
And so that's why they didn't leave progeny in those areas. And the same thing, very similar thing happened in Brazil. Brazil was where most of the African slaves that were in the Atlantic slave trade went. Most of them went to Portuguese Brazil, and they were cheap enough. If you look at a globe, you can see that Brazil is closer to Africa than any other part of the New World. And so it was the cheapest way to bring slaves from Africa to the Americas was to go to Brazil. So that's where they were the cheapest. And the big plantation owners in Brazil just found it cheaper to just buy, purchase new slaves and work them to death rather than to allow slaves to procreate and raise families in Brazil.
Right.
So it was something like, I think about 80%, it may have been 70% of the slaves from Africa went to Brazil, and most of them died without any progeny being created. They were treated really horribly. Only something like 6% of the slaves that came from Africa to the New World came to the territories that are now the United States. And they were treated better there than basically anywhere else in the world.
So, what would they, if they had not been slaves, what would they have been left to in Africa?
Well, they probably would have been killed in Africa because they became slaves because of intertribal wars. Now, sometimes the wars were just for the purpose of getting slaves, but basically if you were not considered a good material for a slave, they just killed you if they could. You know, some people ran away and got away, but a large part of Africa was depopulated by all these intertribal wars where people were basically Africans waged war against neighboring tribes in order to get slaves and for whatever other reason people waged war. And the reason slavery came about was because if you won a war and you had all these captives, what are your choices? Well, either you don't want to feed them as prisoners because that kind of defeats the purpose. You become slaves to them. So either you make them slaves or you kill them. And so when slavery was a step up from just killing all the enemy, male enemies that you captured.
Has there ever been a case in legal, is there any case law where here you are multiple generations apart from things? Maybe, what is it, since, what we say, four, since the Civil War?
Yeah, probably four. I mean, it's 150 years.
Yeah.
And more.
So, if this is the case and everything, and we're looking at reparations, how do you make the case for that? Who would get charged for that?
Because it's not like a legal case. It's
yeah.
a political and a case where they're trying to play on people's emotions.
Yeah.
Now, you probably are familiar with the comic strip or cartoon strip Dilbert?
Yes.
Well, the writer of it, his name is Scott Adams, and he made a really interesting observation about the idea of reparations. He said, well, if we had an alien from outside the United States and he was asked to decide how much reparations black people in America would be owed, he said that alien would look and say, well, let's see how they would have done if they'd have been left in Africa compared to when they were brought to the United States. And he would have said, well, gee, in Africa, they probably would have been killed or died of disease or starvation in much greater numbers. And in the United States, they produced progeny and were much better treated because of the industrial capacity, the religion, and because of the just greater technological achievement of people in the United States. I'd say, well, and so what really is the case is that black people in the United States owe reparations to the white people there.
I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that to become a mainstream thing. I'm waiting
for
somebody to point
that out.
I was
amazed that Scott Adams came up with that because he is kind of leftist, but he is an original thinker, and
yeah.
he put it out. I hadn't actually considered it exactly that way, but I read what he said and I said, yeah, that's absolutely correct. I think there's a famous quote, supposedly either it was Muhammad Ali or it was another famous black celebrity in the United States went over to Africa, maybe it was for a fight or whatever. Anyway, when he came back, he was asked about his experiences there and he said, well, I have to say, I'm really glad that great granddaddy got on that boat.
Yep.
And that's the fact. The idea of reparations, again, is comparing the U.S. to some fantasy perfect country that has never existed and saying if things were perfect, you know, black people would have been treated differently. But the fact is there wasn't any place on earth where they would have been treated better than they actually were treated in the United States. And let's not forget that it was white Christian men who ended slavery.
Right. And it was a lot of white people that died.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not just talking about the Civil War. The real thrust to end slavery came from England with Christian ministers who said slavery is wrong, we have to stop it. And they created a crusade, a movement in England to create this political movement to end slavery. And it really started in England with these pastors, and over a period of like 40 years, they pretty much did it. Now, there's still places where slavery is practiced. It's still practiced in Africa in a number of countries.
Yeah.
It's practiced in the Middle East. It's practiced in Asia in some places.
And we're out of time.
We've wiped it out.
We are out of time. I think we've made our point, though. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again on Monday between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.